Good evening, everyone.
Good evening, Father.
Thank you for being here for this, our solemn evensong for the Feast of St. Luke, the patronal feast of our parish. This morning we heard at Holy Eucharist and in the readings a sign for the day, how Jesus gave to us a command. Well, actually, he didn't give us a command, but he listed for us what his mission was, and by implication that we, being his disciples, need to follow that same mission. We hear about it even more this evening in the lessons appointed for the day. And in particular, we hear from the gospel writer Luke as he begins his second volume. He wrote two volumes of his gospel, you know, one about Jesus and one about the church. And it is the Acts of the Apostles. It is the second volume. And he opens it by saying how he had set forth in writing his dear Theophilus. That name sounds like it might be a special friend of St. Luke. But in reality, if we know a little Greek, we realize that he is simply writing to anyone who is a lover of God. That is the meaning of the word Theophilus, lover of God. And so he writes not only to a special friend, which perhaps there was a name such as Theophilus. My name David actually means beloved. But at the same time, he writes to each of us. Each of us who profess our faith in Jesus Christ, each of us who professes to be a lover of God. And he asks us to be, as lovers of God, close followers of Jesus Christ in all that he said and did, and to follow the example of the early church and St. Paul and all the apostles, and to proclaim to the world that all that God has designed for the world is fulfilled in our own hearing, in our day, and in our age. It is fulfilled in our living out the gospel that St. Luke wrote for us. A gospel which tells of the great healing power of Jesus. A gospel which tells of how the mighty are laid low. A gospel that tells how the oppressed and those who are poor are raised up. That beautiful canticle we sang, or we heard sung earlier this evening, the Magnificat, is the charter of the Christian church. And in fact, if we look at the words carefully, it teaches us how Jesus came to turn the world on its head. That everything that was thought by the world to be good, everything that teaches us in the world to be successful, is to be laid low. And those that are thought to be misfortunate and somehow discouraged are in fact those who first inherit the powerful kingdom of God. And so we gather this evening to sing the praises of such a God who does not look at the powers of this world but says that he is above all and is willing to take even a lowly maiden and make her the blessed of all women. Willing to take a carpenter from Nazareth and give him the title Son of David. To take us, who seem to be nothing perhaps in the world, at least as we see ourselves, and raise us up to be the very heralds of good news. So, as we continue our worship this evening, again, we bid you welcome and ask that you would continue to support with your hearts and minds the very prayer life of this parish, that we might follow the example of that first Theophilus, that first lover of God, and give praise to God in all things. You are all invited to stay afterwards for a brilliant recital by Frank Dodd, who will come to us as soon as we're finished and we get exit off the stage or off the scene. And then following the recital, you are also welcome to a reception that will follow in the church auditorium. Again, we bid you welcome and bid you that you would stay